2016 was another record year for the auto industry. Notice I said auto, not car, because while sales of trucks, crossovers, and SUVs are in the stratosphere, sales of cars, sedans to be exact, are not. They're falling. Only about a third of new vehicles sold are cars, as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Okay, folks, I'm here at the Chicago Auto Show, and I'm on the hunt for the endangered American sedan. Let's go for a look. Ah! I found an analyst. Introduce yourself for me.
How are you? I'm Jack Niran. I'm executive editorial director at Kelley Blue Book.
I asked him what the most important or the massive car hit was here at the Chicago Auto Show.
The new massive car, the new, you know, go-to car is a crossover vehicle, a taller vehicle, an easier to get into vehicle, based on the same architecture generally, but that's where the market is going.
Now, the market has been headed in the direction of more SUVs and trucks for about a decade, but really kicked up about 2 years ago when SUVs and trucks made up the majority of the market. That has hurt some of the biggest car makers, such as Honda and Toyota.
Well, the market wants something different than what they can supply, basically, because you can't, as a car company, you can't change on a dime what you're building. You can't go from building sedans to building crossovers overnight.
Okay, up next, folks, we have the maker of sedans, Toyota.
Sonari, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
And you run marketing for Toyota?
I do.
That's Jack Hollis. Fun fact, he used to play for the Cincinnati Reds. But right now, he's a man selling cars in an increasingly SUV world.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm a man who sells cars, SUVs, and trucks in a great industry. It just happens to be that the SUV world is the one that's probably the kind of the most popular.
Toyota is more dependent on sedans in part because, well, they're so popular. The Camry has been the best-selling car for most of the last decade.
We've had times where a car market has been 67% to 35%, you know, two-thirds, one-third car to truck. It's reversed now. Our job as manufacturers is always to be able to match that consumer's, you know, keep moving with the consumer and the economy, right?
Toyota's profits fell in part because of currency fluctuations, but also because Toyota has been spending a boatload of money adjusting, making more SUVs. Up next is Joe Weisenfelder with Cars.com. He says it's really about gas prices because, you know, when the price of gas goes up,
people just flee pickups and SUVs like you can't believe, and searches on the site go skyrocketing for hybrids comically fast. I mean, it's like every time it happens, we think, why does this happen? Don't people learn?
Weisenfelder says we'll see many poor performing cars eliminated. Think some of the not so great cars at the rental counter and many of the large sedans. Weisenfelder says one of the biggest things hurting the sedan, kids, especially the small ones.
Because small children are not big. Those seats are enormous. I mean, so it becomes a question of, can I fit two of these into the back seat of my car with a grandmother or with the baby bag? And the kids are in these seats longer than ever. They're in booster seats until they're what, like 16 and a half years old or something?
But in defense of the sedan, Jack Hollis from Toyota says, you'd be surprised how much a good car can excite the public. Honda, Toyota, and Hyundai will have new sedans coming out soon.
You're going to have three new vehicles in a mid-size segment. They're all going to come out in a six-month window. Sometimes it's the vehicles that drive the industry, not just the industry driving the vehicles. So we'll see what happens. But I'm not so sure you're not going to start seeing some people going, taking a look at some of these new products again, because when it's all brand new, it gets a lot of attention.
Oh, an executive can hope. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Chicago.